In the name of Jesus, amen. Pay attention. Pay careful attention to yourselves and all the flock of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Be alert. Please be alert. And remember how for 3 years you have been warned about the spiritual dangers that will soon come upon you. Pay attention. Be alert. That's Paul's message this morning to the elders from Ephesus in Acts chapter 20. But strikingly, it is an appropriate message for us. Just think about it. Like the elders from Ephesus, we have been taught the faith. Like them, we love the gospel. Like them, we want to serve God with our lives. But perhaps most importantly, like these Ephesian elders, we in this place have come into contact with the very Word of God, Jesus Christ, which in one sense is the very best news possible, that he is in us and that we are in him. But as you know, being in Christ also means that we have made some very nasty spiritual enemies. So pay careful attention. Be alert. Now, for most of us, that message is nothing new. You know, pay attention, be alert. There are spiritual dangers present. In fact, many of us can remember when we first arrived on campus and we were herded into SEEK for orientation. And if you remember, one of the very first lectures that we are given is on oratio, meditatio, tentatio. And the presenter stressed the importance of understanding that this is a dangerous place, that studying the Word of God is a dangerous enterprise, and we need to be careful because we have made a nasty enemy, the devil. Well, then, of course, for many of us, that was reiterated when we went off to pastoral ministry, lovingly called PMIN. And there, as well, we talked about sexual temptations, abuses of power, and we were all told to always act with patience and tact. And of course, that was summarized in that one pre-vicarage workshop, so daringly titled Power and Sex in the Pastoral Office. And I'm sure that many of us have had home pastors and fieldwork pastors and vicarage pastors and professors who are pastors and Chaplain Stein who have all warned us about the potential dangers and pitfalls of the ministry. This is nothing new. We know this. In fact, this year we had the honor of having Pastor John Kleinig on campus. And Pastor Kleinig, once again, like an inclusio, lectured on oratio, meditatio, tentatio. And Pastor Kleinig emphasized the importance of daily devotions, telling us that when the Word of God permeates the life of a Christian, when a Christian is daily in the Word, you can expect danger, spiritual attacks, spiritual enemies. And so, for most of us, this is nothing new. We've heard it before. And so had the elders from Ephesus. In fact, in our reading, Paul says, night and day, for 3 straight years, he did nothing but warn them and admonish them concerning these things. In fact, in our text, Paul is on his way to Jerusalem, where he believes he will be martyred, and later he was. And so he calls for these elders from Ephesus because he wants to impart to them one last word. So they make the journey, they find Paul, and his last message to them is that same old message. Pay careful attention to yourselves. Always be alert. Now, what I find really interesting in our text is that Paul not only stresses the spiritual dangers from outside of us, you know, out there in the world, but but he actually warns us against ourselves. He says, pay careful attention to yourselves. And later, from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw disciples away from Christ. Therefore, be alert. Let me put it this way. When you envision your future service to God or your current service to God, when you envision your ministry, what do you expect the greatest dangers to be? What do you expect your greatest problem and frustration to be? Do you expect problems to come from that cranky elder who always wants his way? Or maybe you fully expect the problem to come from the youth. You know, that confirmation class that doesn't respect you. Or maybe you fear the voters' assembly. Or do you fully expect that the greatest danger to ministry is going to be you? How you spend your time, what you focus upon, what you say, where your heart is at. I stress this because I think there's a great danger in slipping into the mentality that we aren't the problem. There's a danger in thinking that we aren't the problem because we are quote unquote strong Christians. Have you ever had that silly notion that you were a strong Christian? Nothing to worry about? I know I have. I can remember having whole conversations based on that premise. But that, my friends, is so dangerous. That is what Paul is warning about us today. In fact, the moment we think we're strong is the moment we are the most vulnerable. The moment that we think that we've learned it all, that's when we are our weakest. Or think about this. Do you imagine that anybody has ever woke up, any Christian has ever woke up one morning and thought, you know, I think I want to be a heretic when I grow up. Yeah, that sounds good. I want to draw disciples away from my Lord. Of course not. Yet we see false teachers everywhere. Which has to make you wonder. If they didn't intend to become a false teacher and yet now speak twisted things, what will ever prevent me from being like them? So what are we to do? Paul tells us to watch ourselves. But that seems like a difficult enterprise. It's a rather odd concept to defend yourself against yourself. If I'm the problem, then by definition, I can't be the solution. And that's why Paul doesn't leave us there, but rather he continues. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. Let me say that again. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. You see, my brothers and my sisters, on our own, we are not strong enough. Not strong enough to withstand temptation, to protect ourselves from dangers, or just about anything. In fact, often we ourselves are the danger. However, even so, there is one who is strong enough. One who can withstand temptation. One who is like us in every way, and yet was without sin. One who defeated the tempter in the wilderness, who defeated him on the cross, and surely conquered him on Easter morning. This one, Jesus, he took the strong man Satan and he bound him. He is stronger than all our foes. And this same Jesus, the strongest of all, chooses to dwell with us today. He dwells with us, he remains with us, he abides with us through his word of grace. Only he has the ability to build you up for the work of ministry. Only he has the ability to win for you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. Always remember that only Jesus can keep you steadfast in the word and in your confession. The one who died for you and purchased you with the blood of God. In this word, Jesus Christ, you will find comfort for your souls and you will find strength for your ministry. Amen.